Nolte, Corporate Media Smear Pregnant Hospital Worker as Racist Bike Thief. By John Nolte on May 19, 2023. A New York City healthcare worker is still being smeared by the corporate media as a racist Karen over an incident involving a bike rental and a black teen. Some are comparing this woman to the woman who got Emmett Till lynched. On May 12, a female Bellevue Hospital employee, who was 6 months pregnant and had just finished a 12-hour shift, got into a confrontation with a group of black teens over a bike rental. The whole thing was caught on video and then uploaded to social media with commentary that made it look as though the black teen paid for the bike rental and the white woman was some sort of entitled white supremacist who tried to steal the rental. But on Thursday, the New York Post reported that the woman was not only the victim here, the one who had her bike stolen, but a victim of a false accusation of racism by whoever posted the clip with the lie that she tried to steal the bike. The lawyer for a Manhattan hospital worker accused of taking a city bike from a young black man, who claimed that he paid for the two-wheeler, provided receipts that he says show she was the one who purchased the ride at the center of the viral incident. The Bellevue hospital employee, who was branded a Karen on social media afterward, rented the bike first, lawyer Justin Marino said in a statement to the Post Wednesday. The Post reviewed the receipts and verified the timestamps. She is the one who rented this bike. She is the one who had her rental stolen. She is the victim of a national smear campaign in a country full of liars and grifters desperate to prove the least racist country on the planet is racist. And there are two receipts because after she was bullied and manhandled, while visibly pregnant, she still needed to rent a bike to get home. Oh, and after seeing the video, her fascist employer placed her on a leave of absence. Believe it or not, I haven't even gotten to the worst part. Even though we now know this woman is not only innocent but a victim of theft and gross injustice, the Nazis and the corporate media are still running headlines attacking her. Get a load of NBC the day after this woman was vindicated. And Yahoo still has this fake headline up, white woman caught on video trying to steal black youth's bike in New York City. Why would any rational person believe a woman would try to openly steal a bike from a group of male teens? Trust me, no one believed that. I sure didn't. But because there is so little racism in America, the media are forced to invent it and will do so at the expense of innocent people, including a woman who is 6 months pregnant. If the corporate media are willing to lie about things like this, imagine the lies about big things. But to this poor woman, this is not a little thing. Imagine the stress. Imagine the stress on the unborn child. Imagine the whole country looking at a video of your face and declaring you a racist. Imagine being suspended by your fascist employer when you are the victim. Imagine being compared to the woman who caused the lynching of Emmett Till. She needs to sue everyone. Everyone. Starting with far-left NBC. I'm deliberately withholding her name. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.